What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Back with you here on a Monday. Miami Dolphins had their second preseason game. We are marching closer to football, ladies and gentlemen. We got the Canes in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that against Notre Dame.
That's at home, right?
Yes.
Or is it? Okay.
Yes, yes it is.
I'm thinking about whether I want to go.
Oh, you're going to go a little hate watching on Notre Dame?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the only thing Ohio State, Michigan, and Miami can all agree on.
Like, well,
we will hate each other less just to come together to get Notre Dame.
How many texts you get this weekend about Michigan's punishment?
They didn't get one.
They got like 20 million. They got 20 million and more. Got another game off.
Huh?
They got penalized like 20 million and more. Got like another game suspension.
Okay, 20 million. All right. Call old Stephen Ross, who's given $1 billion to the school.
It really does feel like all of your reactions to this has been mwah.
Well, because listen. If they hadn't won the national championship, nobody would care.
Feinbaum's calling. Well, yeah, of course. Duh, of course. Feinbaum's calling you frauds. Don't ignore me. You don't get to just sit back in your chair and ignore me. It's like everybody from Michigan is just pleading the fifth on this.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's like I understand everybody's complaints, right? But I also have a problem when people make everything about everything other than a competition. They were a really good team. And that's why they won. It's not that I'm avoiding it. It's just that I don't want to get into the back and forth of, you know, I'm like, that didn't matter. And you say, then why did they do it? I don't know. Barry Bonds was the greatest hitter we've ever seen in our lifetime. Didn't stop him.
It did not. But I think that also goes to, I think people with all of this, and especially with college sports, because there is a finality with college sports because the players move on. Like, the program stays, but the players move on. And so you're not really dealt with the ramifications. There's a difference with, like, Barry Bonds in that He had a stain follow him for his career. Jim Harbaugh hightailed it out of there to the Chargers, and he's like, I'm not engaging in this anymore.
So did Pete Carroll.
So did Pete Carroll. Fair. Totally did.
That's what they do. You know? So I don't and let's be clear. Like, here's the crazy part. Winning that national championship afforded them the ability to make that jump. And nobody's coming back and saying, well, here's what you did. We rescind our offer. Has anybody done that?
Rescind your offer for what?
The head coaching job in the NFL.
No, not to my knowledge. I don't think the Chargers care. But it does leave you like Sharon Moore does have to sit there. And this guy either gets to coach when he's either filling in for suspension or when he's, and now he's being suspended.
I know. Is that crazy? That's crazy. He wasn't even like, wait a minute. I'm not. What?
John is the hypocrisy of the Michigan fan base. I mean, they are easily among the most despicable group of overzealous fans I've ever dealt with. And the fact that they tried to act like they have a legitimate national championship, they don't. The banners won't come down. The trophies will remain. But everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven. Everybody knows Jim Harbaugh it was a total fraud.
Okay.
Whoa. That's okay. Paul Feinbaum.
Okay. If he was such a big fraud, then why was everybody banging his door down to come coach us next? Right? So, like, I get, yeah, you should, and I'll say this. Probably should be some type of punishment, right? But to say that those guys who, if their cornerback was healthy, would have had three top 15 selections from that defensive side of the ball. To say those guys weren't good, and the only reason they won was because they got some calls. Like, is like, and only a person who is in a position like Paul Feinbaum, right, will say something like that. But let's think of this. Who's the OG of cheating and doing what they got to do to win? The SEC.
Oh, that's fair.
So while he's sitting here standing on his pulpit, it's pointing a finger at the Big Ten, like, oh, we're so good. Amen.
Stinks to high heaven.
We don't cheat ever. That's a lie. So stop. Who's the OGs? Does anybody think the SEC does anything legit?
Look, this you mentioned with the Barry Bonds thing, and I got to tell you, look, everybody cheats in college sports. It just is what it is.
When you say that, that's why I think if you win a championship and everybody accuses you of cheating, you're like, okay.
Well, that's why, because the players aren't there anymore. Like, Kenneth Grant is off playing for the Dolphins. There's no ramifications of it anymore. Like, it doesn't.
But if they weren't good enough, I can understand. And let's put this way. I can understand if that team, their best player, went in the third round.
Yep.
They had five first-round picks off of that team.
Where's low heaven? He says it stinks to high heaven. Isn't heaven always up?
Isn't low heaven hell?
Whoa. What happened there? We got fired off the tree. Paul Feinbaum's coming to take our stuff.
Sorry about that. No. They're doing stuff with the white orbits.
So. No problem. We're good.
So can I mean, low heaven, that has to be hell, right?
I don't know. I don't know what low heaven is.
What bugs me here, John, is the hypocrisy of the Michigan fan base. I mean, they are easily among the most despicable group of overzealous fans I've ever dealt with. And the fact that they tried to act like they have a legitimate national championship, they don't. The banners won't come down. The trophies will remain. But everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven. Everybody knows Jim Harbaugh it was a total fraud.
So question, does that mean he's been a fraud his whole career?
I don't know.
Or he was only a fraud at, because the guy's had success everywhere he's went.
I don't know when your fraudulence starts. I don't know if you're a fraud forever.
Right. And wait a minute. Was he this wide open about Florida?
Or did they
have Tim Tebow to cover it up?
I feel like this is the thing with Feinbaum. I feel like Feinbaum only comes out to tell people that they stink to heaven. Rare are the times you hear Feinbaum not put somebody on the hot seat or say that whatever they did wasn't legitimate. Like, when's the time you've heard Paul Feinbaum walk out there and be like, this is totally legitimate on the level? You know?
Right. Even when Ohio State won, what did they say? Oh, it doesn't count. You guys didn't even like your coach, and they got lucky.
You said that. You said that to a bunch of fans at the Vegas airport.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though. It comes from being a Michigan fan.
Of course.
It does not come from being a Paul Feinbaum or somebody of that nature.
Paul Feinbaum feels like he walks around clutching his pearls. Like, that's all he does. Like, I feel like if you were to unbutton that button-down suit, pearls are under there and he's clutching them. Like, I just feel like that's what he lives to do. But I will also say, part of the fun of being a college football fan is to tell your rival fan base, you guys are a bunch of cheat losers. And and when you win, you're just like, I don't care. Because you don't care. There are no there are no morals when it comes to college sports. Like, I really, like, I don't care how much the Miami Hurricanes paid for Carson Beck. And right now, if Mario Cristobal is not trying to cheat against Notre Dame, I would be disappointed.
But here's the thing. It's like, Carson Beck left Georgia and came to Miami for whatever reason, right? And they said, something ain't right. Why would you leave Georgia, a perennial favorite, to go to Miami? Like, there's always going to be a problem.
When is it? So, like, what did they give? They gave Harbaugh a show clause? Like, what does that mean? He's not allowed, so he can't go back to Michigan. Does that mean he's banned from the campus?
I don't know. It means you can't coach college football.
Oh, man. How's he going to get
along? For however many years that is.
How's he going to get along, man? How's he gonna, how is he going to live?
Yeah, how is he going to, like again, like, we're not talking about a guy who went somewhere and only had success there because he was cheating. He's had success at every level of coaching that he's been in. So what do you make of that? Oh, now he's only cheating now? Right? Like, it's the craziest thing. You know, I will always have a problem when somebody puts it on the other things and not the players. Like, when you have five guys off a national championship team go in the first round, you're good. Okay? Just eat it. Oh, yeah, there were some antics and there were some things that, some illegal things that happened. Okay? But if that's the case and you won with no first rounders on any, nowhere on that roster, I could say, how did they pull that off? But I'm not going to say that. Right. Hell, if they had a healthy corner, they would have had three top 15 picks.
Robert Higgins says, low heaven is purgatory.
Oh, okay.
Dade South says, the idiom stinks to high heaven originated in the 16th century, likely stems from a combination of biblical and literary sources associated with a strong smell with divine or moral judgment. English kicked my ass on that one.
Yeah.
Sanctimonious. You're sanctimonious, dude.
No, I'm not.
You are.
What bugs me here, John, is the hypocrisy of the Michigan fan base. I mean, they are easily among the most despicable group of overzealous fans I've ever dealt with. And the fact that they tried to act like they have a legitimate national championship, they don't. The banners won't come down. The trophies will remain. But everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven. Everybody knows Jim Harbaugh was a total fraud.
What is this coincidence? So does this mean Feinbaum walks by the banners and just goes like frog bite? Mm-mm. Like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Pretty much. Like, but for a guy to be part of the SEC to say those things about what goes on when he is basically all he talks about is the SEC. Would he ever say anything like that about the SEC?
Probably. I don't know.
Would he say anything about like Florida?
I know he's
then the same guy going to Ohio State.
I know he's then. He's said awful things about Miami. I'm no Paul Feinbaum fan.
But that's it. But that's what I'm saying. Think about that. Name one negative thing he said about the SEC.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like what he does there is he lets Jethro call in and be like, I need Caleb DeBoer fired. You just lost to Vandy, my friend. So I feel like he lets lets the hillbillies do it for him.
So he's Pontius Pilate in those situations.
It's not me. Not me. Wash my hands of it.
Like he's a Vegas dealer.
Because I need to go to high heaven.
Yeah, like I don't, like, so I get it. I mean, hell. The way they are with Jim Harbaugh, they weren't like that with Pete Carroll. Who's the coach that got ran out of Ohio State because of tattoos?
Tressel. With his
vest. They weren't like that with Tressel.
Yep.
Jim Harbaugh has been in your face for so long, at all the different levels of football that it's almost like he's low-hanging fruit.
Remember when he called Miami a third-world program? I was like, oh, that went over well, Paul Feinbaum. Thanks for that.
Meanwhile, you got people in your conference named Vanderbilt.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And then, like, a fraud went on ESPN with the turnover chain on. You hack.
Yeah. So, I get it. Look, you can have a problem. You could have a problem, right? But you got to justify it with saying, there's no way those guys should have won. Can you say that with the talent they had on that team?
No, you can't. I feel like
they
were one of the most boring teams ever. They just ran the ball down everybody's throats and then trucked them in the trenches.
Again.
Now, that being said, Leroy.
Yep.
I don't understand why you had somebody in disguise. Like, that was crazy. He's sitting there with a mustache on like Bobby Valentine. Did that guy get a ring, Caleb Stallions or Connor Stallions, whatever the hell his name was?
He got the whole kid in caboodle.
Where's he at? Is he the offensive coordinator of the Chargers right now?
No, wait. What do they call those guys? Quality control. Quality control. Oh, man. That's it.
Man, it's crazy. So Paul Feinbaum's upset. The Dolphins, they'll be back getting ready for their final preseason game. Do you feel like – so we didn't get Tua this week. But you feel like, do you think they go standard dress rehearsal this week for the Jaguars game?
Yes, I don't want to see my starters go basically a month without playing football.
Me either.
Without playing in game situations. So if you go week one of preseason all the way to week one of the regular season, that's a month. That's too long. So I would like to see them maybe get a half.
Yeah,
I think a couple of series. Go in, make some adjustments, and do it that way. Again, we are seeing throughout football, and this is even in college too, that we're trying to save guys from getting hurt in camp, and it's actually causing more problems in the beginning of the season with you trying to ramp it up and go full game mode without ever doing it since last year. That's a tough, tough thing. So I hope that they at least get some run, whether it's 20 plays, 3 series, whatever it may be, so that they can get in the game mode, they can, you know, do a game plan or whatever.
See Tua with the weasel?
Talking to the weasel?
He's not going to be playing with the weasel.
No, he's not playing with the weasel.
He's not playing with the weasel. No. I hope Weasel makes practice squad, though. He looked impressive. Yeah. Guy's just catching touchdowns left and right. I don't know if he'll make the squad, but I think there's something there, right? Like, if you have a rapport with your – if you're the go-to guy. Like, they each had their guys, right? Like, Tanner
– Sometimes the position, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes the position is not the person. So, put it in perspective.
Okay.
Right? Because it's not always – like – sometimes, okay, what if he's back up to Tyreek and you see the same routes Tyreek runs and that's the guy who gets it, you know, gets the ball.
Kickback says on YouTube, you guys are clueless. Feinbaum ripped Bama for cheating with recruits the entire mid-90s. But that gets back to my original point, Kickback. That feels like all Paul Feinbaum does is he just shows up clutching his pearls, just questioning everybody's championships. Like, that's what he does.
I'm not familiar with that because that was 30 years ago.
What is Feinbaum? He's a Tennessee guy? I think he's a Tennessee guy. I know him and Lane Kiffin were not peachy keen.
Right. Like, okay. Like, think about this. Everybody, right? Regardless of how much people hated Lane Kiffin, could not wait to hire Lane Kiffin. Right? That dude has had 17 jobs, and he's 32.
No, but he did hate Alabama so much, he left for FAU.
Yeah.
That's something. How about I'm going to revamp.
That's like going from the halfway house back to maximum prison.
You're just like, you know, I know winning championships is cool, but I think I'd rather just, you know, rock with my program in Boca. Where, like,
yeah,
I can go to Blue Martini every night and I could go win this conference like it's nothing. Lane train.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, does Miami have a problem? Do the Canes fans have a problem with Michigan? Are they saying that too? Because I got to tell you, back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
What?
Don't what me.
Do you mean? What do you mean?
Don't what
me. What do you mean, baby?
And guess what? How many times
have I said? Why are you lashing out at me? I had your back, and now you're talking about my program?
Let me ask you a question. As long as we've been doing the show, did I ever throw shade at Miami for winning them championships and going to the second one?
I don't know, but I tell you one thing. I haven't said one thing about your coaching staff having a costume party. What'd you put with this after on me? Sat there laughing at you with you mocking those Ohio State fans in the airport. What does this have to do with me?
I'm just saying.
It was minding my own business.
I'm just saying, like, even Miami fans talk about Michigan cheating.
Nobody's talking about you cheating.
We don't have access to party boats on the ocean.
I don't know what party boats you had going on, but you do have old Connor Stallions in disguise.
Nothing to see here.
All right. I wonder if Connor Stallions ever went rogue and, like, Jim Harbaugh was like, I don't need help against Central Michigan, Connor. Coach.
I don't know.
Connor. He's like, all right, coach. I got all of the Citadel's plays. He goes, all right, Connor. I got all of them. Ready to roll. Pretty crazy. So, anyway, Miami Heat, they made a trade this week. Haywood Highsmith, salary dumped to the Nets. Draymond Green is mocking us, but doing it stupidly because he doesn't even remember.
Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Is it really? I don't consider that a necessary mic drop. Ooh, he got us. Right? That's the same guy who cold-cocked his own teammate, who lost a championship because he kicked somebody in the junk.
That's right.
In the Peanut Island. Right?
Right in the nuts, dude.
Right.
Right in
them. So I'm like, are we really offended because Draymond Green said something?
I'm not offended. I just don't like that the Heat are getting thrown out there. Like, I don't like that they just dumped Haywood Highsmith for nothing, for peanuts.
You know what? Here's the deal. Sometimes in life you make decisions and you live with them. And they made that decision and now they're going
to
live with it.
Yeah, they want to.
We don't know what their entire plan is. We don't know what else they have in store. Maybe that's why they brought Frog Boys back.
Drew Smith.
And they created some space
The only thing I'm worried about with Drew Smith, right? Like, Drew Smith, what a story, right? The guy has really persevered, and it's great that he got himself an NBA contract after all this time. However, I'm just saying.
He's very fragile.
He's coming off an Achilles a year after his ACL blew out. So,
Was it the other way for JP? Did he go knee, then Achilles, or Achilles, then knee?
Jalen Phillips?
Yeah.
He went Achilles, then knee.
I
believe
Drew Smith went knee, then Achilles.
He went knee, Achilles. I think, did Klay Thompson go Achilles, knee? I think he went
Achilles, knee.
So they signed Drew Smith, and I'm just like, hey, awesome story. I'm happy for Drew Smith. I don't really get it from a roster construction. It kind of just feels like the Heat did something heartless in dumping Haywood Highsmith, and they're like, we got to do something with heart. And so we signed Drew Smith. I'm being honest with you.
Wait, you tried to. So if you, like, kick a puppy or something. You got to go help an old lady across the street.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, what are we doing?
I feel like that's what went on there. And now all of a sudden, like, the Heat have, because the Heat had Drew Smith. And Drew Smith was playing good before he got hurt last year. To much to Frog Boy's, you know, to Frog Boy's chagrin. But now they have Davion Mitchell, and I feel like Pelle Larson's going to play.
The only reason why I would be concerned is that you have Davion Mitchell, who you are so excited about.
Right.
And what he brings to the table and what he's done his short time here. What's the point in Drew Smith? Unless there's some other moves that are being.
Well, that's what I keep looking at these Heat roster moves, and it almost feels like they're gunning to make a move. Because it's like
they
have Tyler, but they bring in Norman Powell. And it's like you drafted Jakachonis, but you also have Davion Mitchell, and you have Pelle Larson playing well. And it's just like I keep looking at these moves. I'm like, this roster just seems so imbalanced. It feels like there's going to be a follow-up. I don't know what it is. But it does feel like they're up to something. And also, we are, like, I don't know, a strained hammy away from Vlad Golden playing every game as the backup center. Which maybe will be awesome. I don't know. But I have no idea. I'm just saying it's right. A little, the roster, the end of the roster moves are a little strange. Like, sometimes we get too crazy about this because you don't play that many guys. But
right.
I'm happy for Drew Smith, but I'm also confused. That's all. We'll take a break. It's going to be a long one. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mo, welcome back, everybody. Hello, Jennifer. How are you? What do you got to throw? Are you mocking me?
Yes.
I don't like that.
I'm glad you caught it.
So you think you could just throw, you know, rub in my face some vintage Marlin stuff, knowing how hurt I am that Mrs. Tobin threw out all my vintage Marlin stuff? You think that's okay?
Yeah.
It hurts my heart.
I mean, no, I definitely feel for you. I wouldn't like someone doing that to me. But, you know, I kind of put it on so, you know, I was listening and I felt what you
no,
were going
No, you didn't feel anything. You wanted to just hurt my heart. That's what you wanted to do. That's what you wanted to do.
Look how worn down that shirt is.
I know. Yeah. 97. It's so old.
Worn down is now in.
It's
Leroy.
Very worn down. Like, I can't wear this in public. I think it'll look so bad.
I will, yes. Really? It's that one looks like it's been.
It has like stains.
It's yeah,
like
that's game worn.
It's game ops. That's what it is. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. It is time for us to get to that part of the show where we do the McBag. All right. Mixed bag. We'll go around some of the NFL training camp and preseason stories. Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save and get more with Geico. Leroy, are you familiar with the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, it's like it's the only situation in the world where they just took a no quarterback situation and made it difficult. Because now Dylan Gabriel had himself a day. Looked really good.
Yep.
Ja'Dorr Sanders didn't play. And looked really good in his last game. And now you have a competition. And Joe Flacco's there.
I don't know why Joe Flacco's there.
Right. You brought him in because you didn't think the other two guys would be ready.
Right.
But at the same time, are they just going to say, look, we're going to go with this younger option because this is where we are right now?
I don't know. But speaking of Dylan Gabriel, he was embroiled this weekend in a fake controversy because somebody tweeted out a quote from him that didn't have the question in it. So everybody thought that he was taking a pot shot at Ja'Dorr Sanders because he was asked on the CBS sidelines about, you know, hot take artists versus players. And he says, well, there are entertainers and competitors. And I think it was ESPN Cleveland who tweeted out just the quote without the question.
Context.
And so everybody all weekend thought he took a shot at Shador Sanders. All right. weekend. And then even Adam Schefter retweeted it and put it out there. So Adam Schefter, who's got his 8 gazillion followers, has everybody thinking that Dylan Gabriel is out here taking shots at Shador Sanders. So here's Dylan Gabriel after the game. This is what he had to say on that whole thing blowing up.
In this room are entertainers, and you have a job to do, and I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. And I think, you know, just understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times, so definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before. I'm all about our team, you know what I mean, and each other. I would never make that, and I've said it before, that's why it's interesting, but... for me, it's I've explained it. Entertainers are you all, competitor. That's what I am, and all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do. So that's it.
There you go.
He didn't really clarify it.
No, I think what he was clarifying is that he's not taking a shot at his teammate.
Right.
People thought that he was taking a shot at Shador Sanders.
You know what? It's you know the one thing that I hate about social media. There are no ramifications for somebody saying you said something wrong, and you find yourself, even if you're not a social media person, defending yourself because everybody's asking you about something that somebody else said that you didn't say, and that's the thing that sucks there. And now he has to respond to somebody just printing something without giving it its proper context. And guess what? There's no penalty to them. They'll just move on to the next comment.
Moving on.
Yep.
The other team Leroy played for was the Minnesota Vikings. When those two teams play, you're going to be London. Jimmy O. You're not going?
It got canceled.
Oh, man.
No.
Bangers and Mash. Listen.
Made a stupid video for nothing.
You didn't want to go to London.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I'd be so happy if it wasn't for people.
Agreed.
Because this doesn't, like, as an athlete, right? Regardless of what the circumstance is, if I had done what was done to me, I would be the most hated person on planet Earth, an arrogant, egotistical athlete who doesn't keep his word. But yet, I live in a world where, whatevs. So that's the only part that sucks about it. Whatever the reasons are, he could have genuinely good reasons. I don't know. I don't be like, again, if I had canceled on him.
Right.
I would have been the world's most hated
a villain
athlete in the world.
Well, Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he was mic'd up for the game, the preseason game.
Can I just tell you, you forget about that mic.
Well, he did, and he certainly forgot about the rules of the FCC. Because here he was while mic'd up.
About this year's team and excited about this play call, fellas.
What do we got?
What do we have? A fast motion. Oh, no.
Brosmer, flag, play action, right, Price.
Coming back.
What happened?
Hey. Can I just say this? We want access to real life sports situations. Well, that's real.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you don't know how many times as an offense we've looked on the sideline and the coach was cussing at the top of his lungs, yelling, "That's not the way we bleeping did it in practice. What's wrong with you guys?"
You know your worst fear, too, as a coach when you agree to be on mic'd up is something terrible goes wrong. You're just hoping, all right, I get on here for a couple minutes. It's going to go smooth.
No penalty. Right. And God forbid, it's a TNT penalty, as Flo would say. Oh. Takes no talent.
So you could just hear him break down as it was going in. Can you play it again there, Brittany?
Oh, we got a good play. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
About this year's team and excited about this play call, fellas.
What do we got?
Yeah, what do we have? A fast motion. Oh, no.
Brosmer, flag, play action, right, Price, coming back.
Hey, you notice how everybody tried to, like, just buzz right by it and pick up on the play-by-play?
Yep.
Like, what? He's
trying to be all cute there, too, in the middle. He's like, we're going to see what we're going to call here. Oh, God, no. Hey,
but my question to people out there, right? What do you expect if something goes god awful wrong during the course of a play with a coach? Right? What do you expect? The only guy that I can tell you for absolutely certain that wouldn't cuss is Tony Dungy. Everybody else is like yelling onto the field or whatever.
Yep.
So I don't understand. Like, we shouldn't really be shocked. Like, miking up a player. Really? You want to mic up a player? Like, you know, it's tough out there.
Yep.
Right? And the only guys you can really mic up are the guys who ain't hitting.
Right.
So, like, I get it, but is there too much access now? Or do fans like that? Because you know there's going to be some jackass that says, but the children, wait.
Viking's grandma?
You recording him, and you asked him to go on mic in his environment.
That was actually great access. Like, that's what you do want, is how, you know.
It's not the Pro Bowl.
How upsetting he's going to be, how upset he is even in preseason they can't get a playoff correctly.
Right.
That's great access. Is there too much? Probably.
But people say, fans say they want that access. Fans want Hard Knocks, okay? But when you really get the other side of what actually happens in football, don't then tell me, oh, he was mean or he is not this or that. That's the nature of it.
Well, that's what's
don't be upset by the access you get.
That's what's ruined my Hard Knocks experience this year, because they've cookie-cutter.
They tried to be too PC?
Too cookie-cutter. It's not Hard Knocks. It's just Knocks.
It's just Knocks. I mean, but think about it, though. Let's look at it this way. Is it more about the team?
No. Nah,
because
I think any team you could,
think there's some characters on that team?
I think so if you really wanted to, but they don't want to.
All right, I got you.
Speaking of characters, Zach Wilson, he was asked after the game if there was any throws that he'd want back from preseason game number 2.
There was 2 for sure that I want back. I had the deep one to Esko that I underthrew him on. He's fast. It was a far throw. It was a lot further than I think I was anticipating when I originally threw it. So I want that one back. And then the one in the end zone, kind of like a layer ball over the top of the backer in the end zone, that I definitely want back as well.
Right. See, when he said layered, remember I was telling you about the...
Yeah, washing machine.
Certain guys can't...
That's how I remembered it.
You know what this is equivalent to? He almost lost his mind when we were ringside for UFC and I was drinking and talking to my buddy next to me, who I had no idea was.
Yeah.
Right? You do this to me every day.
No, that's not.
Every day we talk football, you basically have a drink ringside.
Okay, well, it just wasn't the place for it. You were on Media Row. We weren't ringside. If we were ringside and you were a fan, that would have been fine.
That guy wasn't media. Then why did they have a bar right next to us?
We sat down in credentialed seats. It said Leroy Horde, Odyssey, or whatever hell station it was at the time. We were sitting there as representatives of the media, and you and Beast were sucking back cocktails.
Enjoying the fight.
Should
we have taken our laptop out like you? So look professional?
I was a professional. Then you guys made fun of me because of my question to Dana White afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous, dude. Oh, man. Well, Leroy may not get my washing machine reference, but I'll tell you who will. That's my guy, Ara. All right. Yeah. For the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. You can call or text R at any time, 954-610-9383. Whatever your laundry needs may be, Leroy, cleaning, alterations, measurements, you know, whatever it may be, he's got that for you.
Look, they've been around for 40 plus years. It's family owned and run. Mama Ara is the seamstress. They can do same day sewing. Just please give Ara a call, 954-610-9383. Back to school, you got your couple of weeks in. You got to get everything nice and tight or fitted or taken out or let. They can do it. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties, and they can pick up and drop off your orders. He's a fan of the show. Ara, still wait for you to come through, my man.
Yeah, we got
to
get him out of here, man. It's football season, right? Ara.
So if you mention Tobin and Leroy, tell them what you get, Tobin.
25% off your order. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy's show. 25%. So give Ara a call or text today, 954-610-9383. And I promise, once you use AT Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.